So just for fun, let's talk about infinity. I was teaching an undergraduate math class in 1985, and I decided to give my students a fun extra credit assignment. I said, I want you to find out what a Google is. Not a Google, a Google. G-O-O-G-O-L. This was at a time before the internet, and locating information like that required a little bit of research work in the library. Most of them chose not to do the research, but a few came back with the correct answer. They said a Google is the number 10 to the 100th power, or a 1 followed by 100 zeros. The original term, Google, was actually created by a 9-year-old boy in 1938, and then it was popularized by his uncle, who was a mathematician named Milton Sirota, and he wrote a book called Mathematics in the Imagination in 1940, where he described his nephew's idea for a Google, or a 1 with 100 zeros. The number has no real significance in mathematics or in the sciences, but it's a useful shorthand for the idea of a very, very large number. Math and science teachers, like me, sometimes use the Google to give some perspective to the size of the universe or the size of infinity. A Google is larger than the number of atoms in the observable universe, which is currently estimated at between 10 to the 79th power and 10 to the 89th power atoms. That's assuming that one still believes in the existence of atoms. The Google has appeared in popular entertainment on and off for decades. Charles Schulz used it in a 1963 Peanuts comic strip. Steve Martin used it in his 1979 comedy album. It appeared in an episode of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it was the 1 million pound question on the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But then in 1998, two Stanford graduate students changed the spelling of the word and launched Google, making the obscure mathematics term into a household name. The Google was an unknown curiosity for the first 60 years of its life, before getting a makeover and becoming the most widely recognized company brand in the entire world. So if Google means a 1 followed by 100 zeros, what does Google mean? Well, like its namesake, Google means a very, very large number. A large number of web pages, a large number of documents, a large number of customers, a large number of advertisements, and a large number of dollars. Like Google, it falls short of being infinite, but it's really difficult to imagine anything else that is quite as big as a Google or a Google. The company started with a new idea for ranking page searches on the internet. Instead of giving a high rank to pages on which the search term occurred the most frequently, they ranked a page highly based on how many other pages linked to it. This led searchers to the most prominent pages rather than those that were engineered with many keywords. The result has been one of the fastest growing companies ever, and the expansion of their product line into dozens of information niches. But what do all of the company's niches and products have to do with Google's core business, their strategy for the future? And what does this mean to people interested in understanding technology innovation and management? Well, in short, the mission and strategy of Google is all summed up in the origins of its name, Google. The company is positioning itself to deliver all of the information that goes through everyone's hands, everyone's eyes, networks, and hard drives in the future. This kind of universal mission is not new from companies in Silicon Valley. There have been many before Google that have made similar claims, but none of those have had the revenue generation engine to make it happen, and none of them have expanded into as many products as Google has. Google's products are becoming ubiquitous to the internet and to its users. They go far beyond the search service. In fact, the company is really based on advertising today, more than search. Google is using their advertising revenue to create a Google's worth of tools to reach a Google's worth of users who are performing a Google's number of different activities. It's important to look at the tools that Google offers and understand what each of these means in terms of exposure. So some of the leading Google products and their objectives are things like search to index every website, AdWords to advertise every company and every product, desktop search to index every document on your computer, YouTube, your Gmail for every email on the planet, a toolbar if you still use that or even need it, a browser, maps, a global 3D map of the Earth, scanned books, a Blogger application, Docs, Google Drive, Android for your cell phone, Google Voice for a telephone service, translation to convert between languages, and the Chrome OS if you're using a desktop computer. There have been dozens of companies that have attempted to handle everything you do in one niche, but no company has ever delivered every application that you will need for everything that you do on the internet. And Google is the first one to even try and to come close to doing it. Google recognizes something that few others seem to understand. Everything is a commodity except the information. The computer, its chips, user interfaces, internet services, and everything else can be copied by some competitor. Given advances in technology, there's always a disruptive innovator around the corner who will be able to build a better product. They're not limited by their investments in old products or their ties to old customers. These disruptive innovators will arise and take the market away from any company that is tied to the past in handling its products and its customers. So far, only Microsoft has shown any resistance in holding on to its position. Almost every other company has been seriously challenged or beaten by a smart disruptive innovator. Given this environment, the only thing that is not commoditized is the information. Google has set its sights on managing the delivery of all of the information that you see when you are working in the digital world. Every search, every document, every task that you need to do will be handled by Google and one of its ubiquitous and freely provided tools. No other company is operating on this scale. No other company is attempting to have this kind of universal relationship with the world's data and the world's users of that data. Google is moving to the position that every company aspires to, a relationship with every customer or every digital information user in the world. But how do other companies create a similar information advantage in their industry? If your company manufactures industrial tools, how can you create an information-rich connection to all the possible buyers of those tools? Customers for your tools collect data on a number of competitive products and release bids to a number of other competitors. How do you ensure that they collect the data about your tools and invite your company to bid? One way to do this is to become the hub for all information about all products in your market space. Your company website could collect and distribute all of the information about all of the products that any customer might want to buy. Serious buyers would soon learn that they cannot afford not to visit your site. Though they may still collect data from a number of vendor websites, they would have to visit your site because of its reputation for providing all of the data that is available in this area. That is a Google-flavored approach to competition. Your information hub may provide links to all product specs posted on the internet. It may host discussion forums open to customers. It may pull in research papers that have been done in universities, and it may have comparison tools that allow a visitor to enter the characteristics that they are looking for in a tool, and your website will provide a side-by-side comparison of the specs and costs for all that meet their needs. Creating such a resource is not really an option open to every company in the industry. Those who already dominate the space are typically large and secure in their position. Their leaders are unlikely to see the advantage in showing all of this competitive data to their customers. Potential customers probably already invite them to every bid and are well educated on the capabilities of their products. Conversely, a company that sells low quality or inferior products is not likely to be interested in highlighting their weaknesses in a side-by-side comparison or publicly accessible customer forum. Becoming an information hub for the entire industry is really only beneficial to a smaller up-and-coming company that does not have the attention of all of its potential customers, and whose products can stand up favorably in comparisons with those of the industry leaders. Such a website would potentially rise quickly to the top of the Google search results for relevant terms in your industry. The site would become known around the world and do so with little investment in advertising and marketing. Once Google finds, ranks, and elevates your information hub, the world will find it. Actions like this could make your company an everything company for customers in your market. It could ensure that you are a must-see site for any customer who is considering a purchase. The term Google almost means everything, but it operates in a very universal space. It's not trying to sell to your customers. It's trying to send your customers to the most important websites based on their queries. If you offer more information than any other company, then you are exactly the kind of site that Google wants to send people to. Their reputation is built on how well they match searchers with the information they're looking for. You can join Google in improving their own reputation by giving Google a uniquely great place to send customers.